why is it that even after studying Shastra and starting Krishna consciousness, we still have a desire to enjoy materially? Why do we still think that we can be happy in this world? There are two different things over here. First is the purification that happens through bhakti, and the second is our expectation of what should happen by bhakti. The two are not always the same. Bhakti, whenever we start practicing, it purifies us. So every mantra that we chant, every shastra, every sentence in shastra that we read, every sentence that we hear, it is all contributing to our spiritual purification. There is a contact with spiritual sound. So we are growing by that. But the problem often comes is that we have an unrealistic expectation. We think that because I am practicing bhakti, material desires should disappear. Worldly desires should disappear. No, that's not what Krishna says. In Bhagavad Gita, in 5.22, Krishna tells Arjuna, Yehi samsparshaja bhoga dukkha yona yevati. Adhyanta vantah kaunte na teishurmate buddha. That worldly enjoyment will lead to misery. Therefore, intelligent people, Buddha, do not indulge in this worldly enjoyment. Then, Acharya explained that is what Arjuna gets a question. He says, Krishna, I know that worldly enjoyment will lead to misery. But still, the desires don't go away. What should I do? So Krishna says, Shaknoti haiva yah sodhum prak sharir vimokshanat kama krodhod bhavam vegam sayukta sa sukhi na raha. He says, Shaknoti. Arjuna, it's possible for you? Shodhum, tolerate it. Tolerate the desire. What should you tolerate? Kama krodhod bhavam vegam. The urges which are born of lust and anger, tolerate them. And he says, if you tolerate them, sayukta sa sukhi na raha. Such a person is well situated, such a person is happy. So what Krishna is saying is, he's not assuring the disappearance of material desires, he's calling us to tolerate material desires. What this again means is that by the practice of bhakti, what will happen is not that the desires will disappear immediately, but they will become tolerable. But we do have to tolerate them. So as I told, temptations will come, we don't have to welcome. It is not that when a temptation comes, we should show a red flag, not a red carpet. So, sometimes we come, because a temptation has come, now I have to indulge in it. No, sarva dharma and parityaja maya mekam sharanam.
We don't do like that. Just because a temptation has come, I have to indulge in it.
No. Temptation comes, we can tolerate it. And the easiest way to tolerate it is by redirecting our consciousness towards Krishna. So, what will happen by the practice of bhakti is two things. If we keep practicing bhakti, our consciousness will move more easily towards Krishna. More habitually, more naturally towards Krishna. And secondly, the temptations will not seem so tempting. They will not seem so difficult to resist. But the temptations will be there. There is the famous verse of Yamunacharya, where he says that when I get material desires, I spit at the thought. So now, we often hear this verse. The important point is, Yamunacharya is a pure devotee, and even he is saying, I get material desires. So, even a pure devotee can get material desires. But what is different is the response. You know, if we get material desires, probably we don't spit, our mouth starts watering. So, if we are in this world, you know, nobody can move around with closed eyes. So there will be perceptions which will come in, and the perception may temporarily trigger some desire. But we can moderate our response. So a simple example to illustrate this. Suppose a person is trained to become a firefighter. And, you know, young firefighter goes for the first time, has just joined the firefighting team, and there's a call, there's fire over there. The person is enthusiastic, goes there, and suddenly there's a huge fire. And the person just picking up the fire, drops it in horror, and becomes panicky. What has happened? The first perception over there, that has just caused panic. Now, if the fire is huge, it's alarming, even a trained firefighter may feel a few moments of panic. But as there is more and more training, as there is more and more experience, then the panic time decreases and the right response becomes faster. The right reflexes are established. So immediately the panic will be suppressed and the training that is there, that will switch into action. Immediately the person will pick up the hose and start pouring the water and extinguish the fire. So, material desires are like fire. Dushpuren analecha. Like fire that burn in our consciousness. So when they burn in our consciousness, when we initially come to bhakti, you know, we have the firefighter, we have the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we have the weed bag. But when temptation comes, we drop the weed bag. You don't panic. But the difference is, if the fire is there, the fire can get lit in anyone's consciousness. But then, when there is a seasoned firefighter, just that immediately pick up the hose and start pouring the water. So similarly, as the devotee becomes more trained, as the devotee becomes more seasoned, more experienced, then immediately, when that fire comes, that doesn't mean that I let the fire burn, but I immediately take the hose and pour water. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And if we like this, take shelter of Krishna, not only will the temptation get extinguished, but also our own faith in the potency of the remembrance of Krishna to free us from temptation will increase. And in that way, we'll grow in our spiritual life. So, bhakti's purification is happening, but we should not have that expectation that there will be no more temptation. Rather, what we can expect is, we can get shelter from temptation if we turn towards Krishna. So, if we do that, then we will be able to go onwards in our bhakti without discouragement.